Good morning, everyone. I, Gurdi Bajpayee, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer of the company, welcome all the dignitaries present as well as all esteemed shareholders of the company participating at this 15th annual general meeting of the company through video conferencing. Due to continuing and massive outbreak of COVID-19 pandemic, this AGM is conducted through video conferencing in accordance with the applicable circulars issued by Ministry of Corporate Affairs and Securities Exchange Board of India. As per the said circulars, the companies are also dispensed with requirement of sending the physical copies of notice and annual report for the financial year 2021 to the members. Accordingly, the notice and the annual report of the company for the financial year 2021 has been sent by electronic means to all those members whose email IDs were registered with the depositories and RTA. Now I request Mr. Jugal Shah, Chairman of the Board, to preside over the meeting.
Good morning, everyone. I extend a warm welcome to all of you at the 15th annual general meeting of your company. It is my privilege to address you as the chairman of the company. Since requisite quorum being present through video conferencing, as informed by our company secretary, I call the meeting to order. I am Mr. Jugal Shah, Executive Director of the Board and member of Audit and Stakeholders Relationship Committee, participating in this meeting through video conferencing from the registered office in Mumbai. Further, I welcome all my fellow board members and KMPs, Mr. Deepak Walecha, Independent Director and Chairman of the Audit, Nomination and Stakeholder Relationship Committee of the company, Mrs. Babita Bhatia, Non-Executive, Non-Independent Woman Director, Ms. Nidhi Bhusa, Non-Executive, Independent Woman Director, Mr. Milan Ramani, Non-Executive, Independent Director, Mr. Dipen Shah, Additional Non-Executive, Non-Independent Director, Mr. Rajesh Bhatia, CEO of the company, Mr. Naveen Kumar, CFO of the company, and Ms. Gurdi Bajpayee, Company Secretary, and who are participating in the meeting through video conferencing from their respective locations in Mumbai. Representative of Statutory Auditors, SDADIA and Company, Charter Accountants, Mr. Sandeep SDADIA, and Authorized Representative of Secretarial Auditor, Kaushal Joshi and Associate, Practicing Company Secretary, are also present at this meeting through video conferencing. We also have among us Authorized Representative of Messrs. Mihin Halani and Associates, Practicing Company Secretary, who is the scrutinizer for this meeting and participating through video conferencing. The Register of Directors and other documents are available for inspection. I now request Ms. Gurdi Bajpayee, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer of the company, to make necessary announcement.
The company has provided remote e-voting facility through NSDL to all the shareholders to cast their vote electronically on all the resolution set out in the notice conveying the meeting. Remote e-voting facility was open from Friday, September 17, 2021 from 9 a.m. and ended on Sunday, September 19, 21 at 5 p.m. Since the AGM is held virtually, the option for physical voting facility at this AGM is not provided. However, the company has provided e-voting facility during the AGM for those members who had not voted through remote e-voting and who are present at this AGM. This e-voting facility will be closed after 30 minutes from conclusion of the AGM. There will be no proposed or second of the resolution as this meeting is held virtually. Now I request Mr. Naveen Kumar, CFO of the company, to say about future prospects and business affairs of the company.
Good morning, everyone. I, Naveen Kumar, CFO of the company, welcome all the dignitaries present as well as all the esteemed shareholders of the company participating at the 15th annual general meeting of the company through video conferencing. Financial results for the year. During the year, the company has generated a total revenue of rupees 564 lakhs as compared to previous year's total revenue of rupees 952 lakhs. The loss after tax attributable to shareholders for the financial year 2020-21 was rupees 4,029 lakhs as against rupees 2,815 lakhs for the financial year 19-20. Impact of COVID on the business. Impact of the COVID COVID-19 pandemic on the business is already published in the annual report under the management discussion and analysis report. During the course of the year, due to ongoing COVID-19 pandemic situation, the assets of the closed as well as converted franchise centers have become redundant and the assets are getting damaged. Also, the company has now entered into online education wherein such assets are not required. It was considered by the audit committee to dispose of such assets in the manner most beneficial to the company. The company has identified such assets and the total written down value of such assets comes to rupees 69.38 crores as of 31st March 2021, which is classified as assets written off or for sale in the financials. Current year's performance. The details of your company performance in the financial year 2020-21 have already been published in the annual report, which has been sent to the members and available on website of the company and stock exchanges too. During the year, due to COVID-19 pandemic, company has started its online education. The company's online platform has also catered to the K-12 schools by providing online education. The company will also launch vocational skill and development courses for standard 6 to standard 10 during the course of this year. The franchise centers at metropolitan and tier 1 cities have also received good response for the online education due to the closure of physical schools. The company is looking to reach tier 2 and tier 3 cities and to increase its pan-India presence in online education. Now, I request Mr. Jugal Shah, Chairman, to resume the proceedings.
I now present the annual report of your company for the financial year 2021. With your permission, I would like to take the notice of 15th AGM as read. Statutory Secretary Auditor opinion. There are few observations of the Statutory Auditor and Secretary Auditor in the report, which are self-explanatory. With the permission of members, auditor's report and board's report, including the annexure thereof, is taken as read. Please note that there will be no voting by a show of hands at this meeting. Now I request Ms. Gundi Bajpai, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer, to proceed with the business items mentioned in the notice.
Now we proceed with the business items mentioned in the notice. 1. To receive, consider and adopt A. The audited standalone financial statements of the company for the financial year ended 31st March 2021 together with the reports of the board of the board of directors and the auditors thereon as ordinary resolution and B. The audited consolidated financial statements of the company for the financial year ended 31st March 2021 and the report of auditors thereon as ordinary resolution. 2. To appoint a director in place of Mrs. Babita Bhatia, who retires by rotation and being eligible, offers herself for reappointment as ordinary resolution. 3. To sell, dispose, or write off the movable assets of the company as special resolution. 4. To approve the appointment and remuneration of the cost auditor for the financial year ending March 31st, 2022 as ordinary resolution. 5. To approve the appointment of Mr. Dipen Vijay Kumar Shah as non-executive, non-independent director of the company as ordinary resolution. Further, brief resume of the appointee as required under Secretarial Standard 2 and SEBI LODR Regulations 2015 has been given in the notes to the notice. As per the AGM notice, the company has provided an opportunity to the shareholders to express their views or send questions in advance mentioning their name, DMAT account number, folio number, email ID, mobile number, etc. at company's email ID by Monday, September 13, 2021. Few questions from the shareholders along with the company's reply are as follows. Question from Lekha Satish Shah. Question 1. How is our company operating? Are we operating from home or are they working from the office? Answer. Working from office and home as per the government norms. Question 2. All are the company's employees vaccinated against COVID-19? Answer. Yes, all have one dose of vaccination done. Question 3. How many of our employees were affected by COVID-19? Answer. Yes, only one. Question from Naina Chandrakant Mehta. Question 1. Does the company have a fraud prevention and detection program? Who is responsible for the corporate security? Are there adequate controls to provide the company's technology, trade secrets, and other sensitive records? Answer. Yes, we have regular internal audit conducted by the internal auditor, external auditors, and proper internal control systems and procedures installed for our daily routine work, and it has been verified by the internal auditors as well as statutory auditors. We have our own IT team who have installed software to protect our server and data from the external attack. Question 2. Who is on the board's compensation committee? How are members selected? Is the committee composed entirely of independent directors? If not, is there a plan in place to have the committee composed entirely of independent directors? Does the CEO sit on the compensation committee? Does the committee have a written charter? Answer. The details regarding board's compensation committee are mentioned in the annual report. The members on the committee are selected by the board of directors, and CEO does not sit on any committee since he is not on the board of the committee. Question 3. What are the major opportunities and challenges facing the company? How does management plan to respond? Answer. The COVID-19 pandemic has created challenges for offline schooling. The online schooling is an opportunity. The company has taken various steps to grow and improve online business. Question from Meena Mahesh Bhai Narelwala. Question 1. Does the company have a diversity initiative that provides training and placement of women and minorities in high-level positions? Is diversity linked with work life and other HR initiatives such as employee assistance programs, re-engineering, benefits, etc.? Is an affirmative action plan in place with monitoring of recruitment, hiring, and promotion? Does the company provide training programs to improve sensitivity to diversity? Answer. Majority of our employee staff are women employees. Company gives priority to women staff due to nature of the business. There are adequate training for the employees such as teacher training course. Question 2. Does the company have adequate risk management policies and controls over its e-business activities in key areas such as security, privacy, and reliability? Answer. Yes, company has a proper internal audit and internal control system in place. Question from Anil Babu Bhai Mehta. Question 1. Who is the low-cost producer in the industry? What step has the company taken to achieve the lowest cost possible? Answer. Since the company is a service provider in the education industry, the school fees are paid by the enrolled children. Question 2. Is the company involved in a patent or trademark disputes? Answer. No. Question 3. Have the company's credit policies been updated to reflect the current economic environment? Answer. Due to pandemic, company is working on minimum expenditure policy. Question from Chandrakant Babu Bhai Mehta. Question 1. What step is the board taking to improve shareholder value to improve investor confidence? Answer. Company has taken several steps like online education, online teacher training program, and other extracurricular programs to improve the income during the pandemic period. Question 2. How does the company identify new directors? Has the company used outside recruiting services to find directors? What fees are paid to these consultants? Does the company consider nomination from shareholders? Answer. Company recruits the directors from consultants through consultants. However, no fees paid for such recruitments. Question 3. How does management monitor intercompany transaction? Answer. Not applicable since company has no intercompany transaction. Question from Geeta Babubai Mehta. What is the total estimated market for product and what is the company's share to this product? Why is the market increasing, decreasing? Why is the company's shares increasing, decreasing? What are the principal marketing methods used for this product? What special skills or advantages will enable the company to maintain its market position? How does competitors' pricing strategy compare with ours? Are the competitors' operations more profitable? Answer. Since the company is in education field and not selling any consumer product, the question is not applicable. Question from Sheila Mehta. Question 1. How does the company assess its liquidity and the availability of funding sources for operations? Answer. Company has proper internal control and budgeting system followed for managing its operations. Question 2. Does the company have a process to identify all significant business risks? What type of process? How does it work? How often is it performed? Who has responsibility for it? Answer. Yes, we have regular internal audit programs and such systems are controlled by internal auditor. Question from Babu Bhai Naginlal Mehta. Question 1. Does the company plan to diversify into new markets or products or business? Answer. Company has entered into online education and we are expanding the same to outside India also. Question 2. Who are the company's major customers? Will the loss or downsizing of a particular major customer affect the company's sales and earnings? Answer. We are giving services to K-12 schools. Any downsizing of this service will affect our business. Question from Vasudha Vikas Dakwe. Question 1. What is your next 2 years pipeline? Answer. The company has started online education through its website and will launch vocational skill and development courses for the standard 6 to standard 10 during the course of this year. We believe that there is a large market for the online education. Now I request Mr. Jugal Shah, chairman of the meeting, to give vote of thanks.
I would like to express my sincere thanks to our shareholders, franchisees, bankers, auditors, employees, all government authorities and other stakeholders at large for their faith in us. Further, my special thanks to all my colleagues on the board for their valuable guidance and support. I now request Ms. Gundi Bajpai, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer of the company and authorized representative of Mrs. Mihen Halani, scrutinizer, to complete the e-voting process, which will be kept open for next 30 minutes for members who have not casted their votes earlier. The results along with the scrutinizer's report will be uploaded within 48 hours on the website of the company and will also be filed with NSDL and the stock exchanges. Thank you, everyone. Please stay safe and take good care of yourself and your family.
Thank you all.
Sir, we are ending the meeting for everyone.